Have you tried changing your health year on year, resolving that this year things are going to be different, but nothing seems to change? Oftentimes, when things are not changing, we are following many wellness myths and not looking at the full picture, including our nutrition, recovery, stress management, leaving out mind-body connection. I want to introduce you to Wellness Redefined, a new podcast from Rufilion Media that's here to dispel all your myths about wellness and fitness while sharing stories of how we've redefined what it means to be healthy. On each episode, we'll be talking to experts from all walks of life who will share their own unique wellness journey and offer their perspective. I am your host, Tamika Rochester, founder and CEO of Harlem Cycle, a premier wellness space in New York City with a focus on indoor cycling. I've been an advocate for wellness since as early as I can remember. So if this sounds like something that could help change your life, go ahead and pause the show you're listening to and subscribe to Wellness Redefined on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, welcome to Reps with Brooke and Gina.
Yeah, welcome.
We're here via Zoom yet again. Hey. I tried to do this outside because it's so beautiful out, but my Wi-Fi doesn't work out there.
I was going to go outside too, but it's cold.
It's warm here.
Yeah, it's cold here today. Well, it's supposed to warm up, but it's been pretty chilly.
Nice. Well, hello, everybody. I figure we'll just get into it. We have a question.
Perfect.
First of all, how's your skin?
Okay. Want me to go first then?
Yeah. Update on your skin.
You guys, update on my face.
Just for anybody out there that's dealing with a skin issue.
Yeah. All right. So I will say this. So I had a dermatologist appointment yesterday, but prior to my derm appointment, I woke up and I was working out. So I didn't have anything. I think I maybe have put like a sunscreen on, like a Elta MD, like good face sunscreen, and that's it. And I was inside, but as I was working out, I started to get like where my irritation has been, you guys, is like my chin, around my nose, up my jawline, up my cheeks, a little bit of irritation, like by my eyes. I'm basically a mask.
I was going to say, basically your whole face.
And then
the whole face, except for your under eye and your forehead.
Yes. And I had woke up and Todd had said, he was like, your skin looks better. And I'm like, oh, okay, good. I mean, still irritated, but it wasn't as red. And I'm working out and I started to feel like almost as if I had taken beta alanine, like a little bit of like
tingling
that also kind of was like, not itchy. Like it was, but it felt like I needed to like rub it. Right. Uh-huh. And also I'm like sweating and I look in the mirror and on my chest because I had started to get, do you remember when I was getting those like bumps on my shoulders?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I put some hydrocodone on those and they went away.
Hydrocortisone.
That's what I meant.
Yeah, I know.
Hydrocodone.
So I just rubbed some pain meds on there.
Just took a pain med and it just lifted it and then rubbed it.
I just had to. I knew what you meant. I just want everybody else out there to know what you meant.
Nope. The amount of times that you actually do that to me is a lot. It's funny. But those have like gone. They went away. And then I looked on my chest, and I was like getting really red and blotchy on my chest, and I've had like these little bumps on my chest too. And they started to like kind of come down my belly.
Oh, weird.
And I'm like, what the fuck? And then I'm looking and I guess like on my back, I started having like red bumps on my back too. And Todd was like, he's like 10 minutes ago, 20 minutes ago, those weren't there.
Weird.
So I was like, what is going on?
Yeah. It's like activated by your sweat.
Yes. And then I started looking like, and my arms are starting to get a little bit blotchy. So I went and took a Zyrtec, an allergy medicine. And, you know, we're trying to think like, what could it be from Aussie? Like I'm allergic to different types of fur, like different dogs, but I'm like, why now?
Yeah. And why in those places?
Oh, like, am I allergic?
Like you're wearing him like a scarf.
Yeah. So that went away. And then we went to the dermatologist. I went yesterday and he looked at it and I had like no makeup on. And he said, prurial dermatitis. And he said, and it can be a pain to get right, to clear up, to get rid of. And I explained
to him. Is that what they thought it was before?
Yeah. And that's what that's what I self-diagnosed.
That's what, yes. Okay. MD.
But like Devin, I was talking to Devin about it. And you guys, I was explaining to Devin, like what it looked like, blah, blah, blah. And Devin said, well, how about follicular dermatitis or something? It's like, it's of the hair follicle. And it's basically more, I hate this word, but like fungal. It's like some infection could have got into like a hair follicle. Yeah. And so then I'm like, you know, I was researching all kinds of stuff like that. I was researching on Google, you know, I think I told you like skin rash on your face from boyfriend's beard.
Yeah.
and that was like, that was called contact dermatitis. I'm like, good God, so many things.
So many dermatitises.
Yeah. So much dermatitis. And, but he said, prurial dermatitis. And I had brought the stuff that April prescribed for me. I had a oral pill and then a topical cream. And he said, both of these were great suggestions. The topical, he said, is really good, but he's like, this is really, and exactly what she told me. He's like, this is really intense and it can be like a lot on your skin. And I told him, I was like, oh, I know.
Yeah. It's real drying.
I learned that. And like my skin just felt like everything burned. It was like raw all the time.
Not good.
So he gave me two things that are topical to do. And I started those last night. And this morning I need to go to the pharmacy to get a new, he prescribed me something very similar to what April prescribed me, but like, I think it's like a different version of it. Mm-hmm. This one that I've been taking is like monohydrate and he's doing a different version of that. And I've got to take it twice a day for, I think he's prescribing it for me for 30 days. And he said, if by the end of that, if it's still not cleared up, like let him know, cause he'll already know what to prescribe. You won't have to come in for another appointment. Which he'll know what to do next. Yeah. But the topical he gave me, one is it's like this foam, this weird foam stuff. And he's looking at my face. It's so good. He's like telling me where to put it. And so he's looking at my face and he's like, he goes all over your face.
The whole thing. You need it on the whole thing.
Yeah. And I was like, okay. So you put that on at night. And then twice a day, there's this other cream that is, I should actually go and grab it. Tell everyone about it. I'll grab it in a minute and I'll tell everyone what it's called. But he said it's like really expensive to buy. And he was going to go through this very specific place. It's in Texas that you can get it for like $40 for this big like bottle of it. He said, but anywhere else. I think so. He's like, but anywhere else, it's a few hundred dollars.
Yeah.
And but then he realized that I don't health insurance right now, so I'm cash pay right now and I can't get that deal. So luckily he had some samples of it, so that's what he sent me home with. And he said he loves it, it's really really good, it's not damaging at all, there's nothing you have to worry about. He's like, you know, with like hydrocortisone, you should never use it on your face. If you use it too much, it can actually thin your skin in that area. Like there's a lot of effects that can happen when you use it too much or too often or whatever. Mm-hmm. He said, he's like, you can literally put it on your chest, on your arms, on your face. And he's like, and there's no bad effects that are going to happen. He's like, the only thing that could happen is when you put it on, I've heard some people say it burns a little bit. He's like, and that should go away. And I definitely, that happens when I put it on my face, but also my skin has been so dry and so raw, sort of like sensitive, and I have sensitive skin anyways. So that's been the only thing.
And you're
so
in Utah, which is very dry.
Yeah.
Dude, prescriptions are such bullshit. I'm sorry. They're just like so fucking ridiculous. Like I have that dry eye.
Yeah.
That I got diagnosed
with. And it's like crazy.
Remember expensive. I tried, you were with me. I went and tried to get the prescription and they were like, oh, it's $600 for 30 days. And I have to use it every day. I was like, how does that work? So I had a coupon. So I was able to get it the first time for like same thing, like $40, or maybe it was like $80. Can't remember. And then I just quit buying it because I don't have a coupon to go get it every time. So I just have to deal with having bloodshot eyes all the time. I just look like a stoner all the time.
Yeah.
It's like such a racket.
Can you get the coupon through GoodRx?
You were telling me about that. I think I was looking on there. I should try that again. I don't know. Because, I've just been living with it.
Yeah. Living with dry eyes.
Living with dry eyes. Such an old lady. Which reminds me, have you watched Dope Sick at all?
No, but I need to.
Okay. Everybody out there needs to watch Dope Sick. Sorry. I have like a spider web over here. Where is the spider? Ew. It is so good.
Okay, it is so good.
For anybody out there that wants to watch it, you need to watch it. It starts, it kind of like flip flops between the mid to late 1990s to the early 2000s. And it's basically about the opioid crisis and how, oh my gosh, now I can't believe I can't remember the name of the company. That seems right. This family, one of the pharmaceutical companies comes out with an opioid that they want to be time released, and they want to have us basically approved that it's less than 1% addictive. Well, we all know now how addictive opioids are, but so for so long, all of these pharmaceutical companies were pushing it to the doctors. And that's what's crazy to me is that you think about just different things happening in our world now or before. These things that doctors are saying are safe and are okay are usually coming from the pharmaceutical company. I'm not saying that all doctors haven't done their homework. I think that was kind of a big giant red flag back then. And I'm sure people are more informed now, but you know, they're basically telling all these doctors that these I don't know how to say it. It's spelled with like an extra N in there, so I'm not sure how to do it. But basically, you know, they're telling all these people that it's less than 1% addictive. So, and then anyway, you just have to watch it because it's a season. It's on Hulu, where it has different episodes. I haven't finished it because I think it's only on episode 6 or something like that. But it is so interesting to watch how these pharmaceutical companies are able to basically push their product and get it FDA approved when it shouldn't have been approved. And it was based on a fake study. And anyway, it's this whole thing. So it was very interesting to me. So
I Googled it. And were you thinking, this just says, exploring the epicenter of America's struggle with opioid addiction from the boardrooms of Purdue Pharma.
Purdue. Yes. That's what it was. Purdue.
To a distressed Virginia mining community into the hallways of the DEA.
That's where, and that's where it started, was in like Appalachia. You know, they kind of targeted these very poor communities. And again, it has Michael Keaton as like one of the main doctors. Mm-hmm. And he's just this little, you know, small town doctor, loves his patients. And he's prescribing this medication for, you know, back pain and all these not mild things, but things that you wouldn't normally prescribe something that intense or that's that addictive. And it's just, it's incredibly sad and incredibly eye-opening. And it just makes you, it's just like another one of those things, like after we watched like Seaspiracy, where we were like, well, fuck, what do we do? Well, fuck, we're all fucked. We're all fucked. So, but yes, it's very interesting. I don't want to give any more of it away, but it really shows you how companies were able to kind of finagle things that should have never been out in the market. So, and now we know how bad it is now. So, I mean, I've had family members addicted to opioids. I've had, you know, known people. I was just talking to Courtney, and I were watching it, and she was telling me how she had at least like 3 or 4 friends who had died in college. I think it was college or high school, something like that. So yeah, it's scary, scary stuff. Anyway, I didn't mean to hijack your skin story.
No, it's okay.
So basically that's where you're at. And now you just got to wait and see.
Yeah. Oh, and he continued to like, let me know, you know, he's like, how old are you? And I'm like 32. And he says, he's like, because we were discussing like when it started.
Yep.
It was when I was in, visiting Todd and I was in Florida, and like I got, then when I left, it kind of cleared up. And then we got back together and it started to happen again.
You're allergic to him. I told you.
And so we're saying,
you find this great guy, and now you find out you're allergic to him. We
think, you know, it's really from like beard rubbing on my face. Cause like I was looking it up online and it's happened with a lot of people. And a lot of the girls I've talked to as well, they're like, I had the same thing happen. You know, it cleared up over time. And he said he kept stopping and he was like, he's like, no, he's like, when you, you know, cause he's like, Todd came to the appointment with me and he said, he said right before that, my skin was flawless. And he goes, the derm was very, very convinced. He's like, that it's just cause I'm in my 30s.
Well, it's so funny. I have told people that forever. It's like, I feel like I'm like cursing them or something, but I feel like once you hit your 30s, and it can be a little bit different for everybody, but you know, your hormones are changing, all of that. I remember I barely even had acne in high school, not really through my 20s, like a zit here and there.
Yeah.
You know, not what you would consider acne, like these poor people that really deal with acne. It's like so sad because it's just so bad. But when I was in my 30s, I would get these giant, they were like cysts.
Well, I get a couple of those right here.
Yeah. Horrible.
I have a permanent one right there.
A permanent? Does it hurt?
No, but it's just like, it's always there. It's like always, it's never not there.
It's
like
just
I should name it.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
All right, what was the question?
Okay. All right, so I will read. This is from, I don't know, I think it's Ryan. Says a lot of lovely things. Thank you so much, Ryan. She has a couple of things. So first off, I've been meaning to write in for a while now because I have the best hiccup cure ever. This is back when we were talking about our hiccup cures.
Mm-hmm.
Not going to lie, I've laughed at some of the other suggestions because they have nothing on this one. Totally bragging because it's that good. If you have hiccups, all you need to do is drink an entire cup of water with a metal spoon in the cup. It has to be a spoon and the spoon has to be metal. Don't ask me why, because I truly don't know, but I swear it works every time. Try it and you shall be amazed. So, okay, we're going to have to try that. Second, I did have a more serious topic to chat about that I think would be a good podcast topic. I am a certified personal trainer, functional nutritionist, and health coach for a functional medicine clinic. Last week, I posted a TikTok about reading food labels and how societies, in quotes, healthy snacks are not healthy at all and why, and it went viral, which is great. But any type of public exposure like this, of course, comes with a massive amount of opinions. And most of these opinions were extremely negative to me, not to my content / video that I posted. My question for you is, how do you deal with trolls and haters? I know Brooke has received an awful amount of negative opinions in the past, and I was just wondering, how does she deal with it all? Of course, I know none of the things these people say are true. However, when you get thousands of people making nasty comments about yourself, your character, and your integrity, it definitely affects you mentally. I am so passionate about what I do. I feel extremely called to talk more publicly about my philosophy on health, wellness, and nutrition. I believe it can really change the world, but I feel like I am not cut out for this type of exposure, although I don't think anyone really is. And currently feel stuck between a rock and a hard place. I'm such a people pleaser at heart and I'm terrified of being judged, but I know the information and knowledge I have about nutrition can be so powerful to the health of our collective that I feel I need to push through this weirdness and continue talking about these things, even if it's controversial or triggering. Any advice on how to tune out all the negativity that is inevitable to happen when you go against the grain and speak out for what you truly believe in would be so greatly appreciated. And then she says a lot more nice things. Thank you, Ryan. Well, we've talked about this before.
Yeah.
You want to take it away?
Yeah, I'm actually going to pull up this video just for an example. Well, first of all, anytime you get hate and, you know, people, the key, what do they call them? Like keyboard heroes or whatever.
Yeah.
Trolls. It's not fun. It's not great. It totally sucks. And I think that, what I've done, which this could be difficult, is like, I try to not read the comments, you know, and I'll pick and choose like which platforms I'm willing to read the comments or respond to. I've tried, you know, just deleting the negative comments, not because I'm trying to like some people would probably look at it and be like, you know, a troll would be like, oh, she deleted it.
She doesn't want everybody to know.
No, it's true.
Yeah.
Whatever. It's been like, I've chose to delete some of the really awful comments because I've just tried to keep the comment section more positive. I don't want to have people arguing back and forth. And then there's the whole thing with the value, in terms of how many people are commenting, how many views you get. It's like, it all turns into like a, like even the negative stuff is important when it comes to, I guess, deciding how valuable you are as an educator with social media. And I only say that because it's usually brands or other people or opportunity will gauge your value off of engagement. And it sucks because you have to then deal with this complete bullshit or nonsense from people that don't know you and they don't know what they're talking about. Everyone just feels like they have this platform and they have a voice, so they share it.
Sorry, I have a question. So you're saying that on these platforms, the more comments and all that you get, even negative, that's still considered valuable for engagement?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
And you know, sometimes for something to go, you know, viral or to pick up traction, the algorithm is based off of the engagement that you get right away. So like how many views you're getting right away, how much activity you're getting right away. I know that there's something to do with like Instagram, where if you post something and you don't have a ton of traction in the beginning, it will show it to less of your followers. Like it'll pop up on their phone less. Like sometimes you might post something and I won't even be notified that you posted something.
Got it.
And which is a total pain in the ass. It's like already so difficult to try and like create something, whether it's you being informative, educational, or a business or whatever. And now they keep making all these algorithms that just make it even harder for you to get, like for you to communicate to the people that want to hear what you have to say.
Right. Basically a giant fuck you.
Yeah. And yeah. It's honestly, it's just practice. Like you're going to have to decide how, like if you really believe in the information that you have and that you should share it. It's just because of the way things are, it's going to come with the people that aren't very fun to interact with. And you can just choose to ignore them. You know, I've always had this thought, like, I don't want people to comment bad stuff or mean stuff or whatever, because I don't want it to change. I wouldn't want someone to read what they said and like all of a sudden that changed their opinion of me. And here's an example. So I posted a video on TikTok. I rarely post on TikTok because I'm not very good at it. I don't know how to do all the video editing, and nor have I attempted to do what everyone else, you know, what the platform started as, which was like a dance platform. But I posted this video and it's just like this really short, like workout clip. And it gained a lot of traction really fast. Like I posted it yesterday, but like within like a couple hours of posting it, it had like 70,000 views. So I posted it yesterday and it's got 175,000 views. Like, you guys, I have 34,000 followers on TikTok. I'm not like active. But I was reading some of the comments. Let me read some of these to you.
Okay.
All right. So, well, first I will say this. I wrote all moved out of Cali, getting settled and ready to get some fitness back, because I've just been all over the place traveling, dealing with life, and I haven't been consistently training, and I am, you know, where my fitness level is and, you know, my physique, everything is not where I want it to be or where I like it to be. So I'm starting new, you guys. And there's a lot of comments in there about me, because I wrote, moved out of Cali. It's because, you know, there's a lot of reasons why. It's not because I was trying to get away from Cali. It's like just real life things I had to, you know, figure out. Still juicing? ? You go, boy.
Always.
Dude, so many.
So many insecure males out there.
Roided. Well, that was repulsive. Oh.
Wow. Jesus.
Who's this guy?
Oh my God. What the fuck?
Oh my God.
Mean.
This is not anything bad, but it's like I'm just in the middle of a workout, like sweating, and the way he like filmed it is pretty up close with my face. And thing it says, you look depressed. Oh my God, this is good.
What?
Nothing more stomach turning than a sweaty old lady.
Oh! Wow.
Hang on, guys. I'm not done yet.
Sweaty old lady.
The good old days when women were wives, wore a maid outfit, and served a warm pie their husband with a smile. Now females are muscled up, veins everywhere.
Oh. God, you got to think, though, like, for all these things that people are saying, I just imagine them just unhappy in this, like, cave. I don't know.
Dude.
I wish social media, like to be on social media, you had to have like verified information about you so that you can be held accountable.
Not as impressive when you're on roids. Your traps and body fat to muscle ratio are a dead giveaway. Whatever.
Okay, expert.
What's so funny is like, this video. You guys, it was from when we were in Montana and Colby did a little edit, and I'm not very lean. Like, it's just, it blows. That's something that blows my mind is like,
well, in your standards,
but I'm really not.
But what I'm saying is that you have to remember that the collective of people out there.
But enough to look at me and be like, oh, dead giveaway, you're on roids. It's like, I barely have abs. If you're flexing and you're like working out, your muscles are going to get full of blood and they're going to, you know, be a little bit more prominent. But that's not, it's just,
yeah, you can't even really like argue with nonsense anyway. But I think the point is as she, like what she's asking is like, you know, how do you deal with the negative? I mean, the thing is that negative comments hurt.
Yeah.
Now how far you let that take you is a whole different thing. Are you going to believe them? And like she's saying, you know, I don't believe it, but yeah, I mean, obviously they hurt and it would be really nice if people didn't say stuff, but it's also, like you said, part of putting yourself out on a social platform like that. Oh, yeah. If you're putting yourself out there, and people put themselves out there for many different reasons. And if she's doing it strictly for business or to promote health and nutrition, and she feels called to do that, I say, go for it, but you are going to have to deal with the negativity with it. Mm-hmm. Period. And there is no, I mean, how long has this been happening to you? For years.
Oh yeah.
Years. And it still hurts and it still sucks. Are you going to crawl into a hole and, you know, never come out and decide to not do that or not be yourself? No.
Yeah.
But there is no magic potion.
This one, dude's pretty strong, but looks like he ain't packing much though.
Well, I mean, that's good. At least it doesn't give a dick.
You know, it's just funny. Like, you're never going to be able to please everybody. There's always going to be people that don't agree with you and they want to argue with you. And that's just the reality. I mean.
And if you're going on social media or any kind of platform, because you want to get some kind, like to be loved, mm-hmm. or to be liked or any of that, that is the wrong place to go. And it doesn't mean people will like you. And honestly, she probably has more positive comments than negative. Mm-hmm. Just like you have more positive than negative. I used to say, working at my family's store, I worked at the counter forever at a hardware store, and I could have all these great customers all day long. And it just took one really shitty, shitty customer to like fuck up my day, you know? And that's the thing, is that you have to really stay focused on all of the positivity and not get so focused on that negativity. And it doesn't mean that it's not going to bother you. Of course it's going to bother you.
Oh yeah. It'll bother you. Okay, so the question of like, how do you cope with it, or what could you do to, you know, make it easier? Something that I do try to remind myself is, unless someone has the life you want, the job you want, the happiness you want, you know, all these things, unless they have the life that you really want to model yours after, then definitely don't even consider their opinion,
right,
or what they're thinking. There's idiots everywhere,
right,
that don't know, that like want to run their mouth, but they have no idea what they're talking about.
And not a complete stranger. I think what people fucking forget. And we've said it over and over and over again. The Instagram, TikTok, it's not real. These are not your friends. Just because you can say, I have this many subscribers, this many followers, they're not your friends.
Yep.
It's not real.
Yeah. So if you remind yourself of like, when you read something, it doesn't mean that it won't hurt, or it doesn't mean it won't irk you or like upset you a little bit. And that's normal. But to help you look past it, or not let it, like, it, not allow yourself to dwell on it, or like you to start to believe it, or you to start to consider it, because that happens. Mm-hmm. It's happened to me many times where you hear something, or, you know, it's, first of all, you're putting yourself out there. And when we do that, it's a very vulnerable thing to do, and it can be very scary. So when you get all these different responses, you're going to have positive responses. It makes you feel good. You want to do it again or do it more. You get these negative responses. You're like, oh my God, like, why, you know, why are you being so mean? You don't know me. But that's the reality. So the best thing I've found that you can, you know, you can try implementing or try doing is just remind yourself in a moment of like, you don't know me. You know nothing about me. You have no idea the education that I have or where my information is from or how much research I've done. So you can either, I mean, just let them have their opinion and really just like laugh at them. Like I have found like the best thing you can do is listen to the people that are closest to you, the people that you want to be like, the people that you look up to, and listen to them. And if none of the people around you, the closest people to you, if
like
none of them,
actual friends and family,
if they're not saying any of these things, then the chances of them being anything you should consider are zero. So
I was going to say that you look like a sweaty old lady when you worked out, but it's 100%.
There are, you know, if the lighting's right.
No, you have never.
Just no. Like no makeup, overhead lighting with like close-up shots of like imperfections everywhere.
I'm the sweaty old lady. All right. Sorry. Go ahead. But yes, you gotta
kind of almost like fake it till you make it in a way. You know that the things they're saying aren't true, but yet sometimes it's like, well, fuck, like, are they true? Like, are they seeing something that I'm not?
Yeah.
And then that will just like, you're like me, like you'll start to like spiral internally and you're like thinking and like bothers you. And what you really have to do is like read it. If you choose to read it, laugh at it and remind yourself of like, what are these idiots? They're idiots.
Yeah.
These people that they don't know me. I don't know them. They can either listen to what I have to say, or they can ignore it and just keep scrolling. And if they choose to take the time to be an asshole, then just flip off your phone or your camera or, you know, and laugh, and then remind yourself that you don't know who they are. You don't want their life. You don't want to be like someone who's a mean, random stranger online. So
that has nothing better to do than spend their time insulting people that they don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, the concept is so bizarre to me. And it's just, I think it's just my age too.
Well, no, there's you didn't really grow up like, with you know it what? Too. You know what I want to do today? I want to tear people down.
Yeah.
I'm going to tear them down.
But anonymously.
Yeah, anonymously. And I'm not going
to. Not even to their face.
No pictures of myself. And my name on my profile is going to be some weird long number digit letter.
Right.
Looks like code.
Right. You know what? It's going to make me feel really good.
Yeah. And I'll also fill my profile with like Bible quotes and
right.
it's always those ones.
Right.
I swear.
I know. It's crazy. Absolutely crazy. Or just like absolutely not one picture of themselves. It's just, it's mind-boggling, to be honest.
Oh yeah.
I mean, can you imagine if there wasn't social, if those same people, what they would be doing during their day? Can you imagine just like walking down the street and being like, "You're ugly. You're fat. You look like a dude. You look like."
Yeah, they're like, "What? Hey, wow. I hate these sweaty old ladies work out.
Hey, you make me want to vomit." Like, what the fuck? You would look at them and you'd be like, this dude's got Tourette's. Like yeah. There's something Whoa. Real wrong with him. But for some reason we end up giving, like, I feel like it's like some of like the crazy people that we have, like downtown Santa Cruz, that are just like, blah, 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 blah. I mean, that's exactly what these people are, but they're just online.
Yeah.
They're crazy people.
Just like on their lunch break.
Right.
Daddy. You know, just like double fisting a like large soda and a bag of Cheetos.
Right. Oh my God. It's bizarre. Anyway, Ryan, hopefully that helps. Again, there's no magic potion, but you got to take it from Brooke. She's been dealing with it for a few years. And it has. It used to be at the very beginning. When I would see something like that, it would make me mad.
Yeah.
And angry. I think there was only like one time that I think I like responded to something and I realized that's not helpful. Yeah. Cause you get so mad and but the thing is like, you know, she's just starting out. It's kind of like the more it's almost like, it's like getting calluses when you're learning pull-ups or something. It's like at first they hurt. And then the more you do them, you just get that callus and then you're fine.
Yeah.
So that's just kind of what she needs to do is if she really feels compelled to keep making this content and she feels like she's helping people, I would say, Rand, absolutely do it. And you're just going to have to build those calluses up.
Oh,
you like that analogy?
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, thanks.
And sometimes I like to kill them with kindness.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I'll respond to comments that are really mean and I'll respond in like a pretty nice way.
And then sometimes they apologize.
Yeah. I've literally had people apologize. Yeah. I've had people write stuff and I've responded and they've written back and apologized and basically said they didn't think that I actually read them. And it's like,
then why are you writing them? So other people can see it?
What? Like, you're sorry. You didn't think that I actually read my comments. So because you thought I didn't read them, you were like a total asshole.
Now that I
responded. So it's like, oh, I'm a real person. You apologize and like take it back.
Right.
Like,
okay. You're shitty.
You suck.
Yeah. God, people are crazy.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, guys. Well, that's it for today.
I know you guys, we've been giving you short little episodes, but we're in a transitional phase.
We are. Yeah.
Yes, we are in transition.
Yes, I like the way you put that. Okay, guys, I'm gonna let you do it.
Okay.
Thanks for listening.
Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe, 5-star rating, 5-star warning.
And we'll talk to you guys next week.
Yeah.
Bye.